leading the news this morning, people in Indonesia and Thailand are returning to their homes after two massive earthquakes struck off the coast of Indonesia. There was panic as people fearing a tsunami fled for higher ground. The US Pacific Tsunami Warning Center says the threat is over for most areas. North Korean space officials say the final step of injecting fuel into a rocket is underway ahead of what appears to be an imminent liftoff. The launch could happen as early as this morning, with a five-day launch window about to open shortly. Activists in the Syrian city of Homs say shelling by government forces is continuing, with at least 14 people killed across the country in the past 24 hours. The violence comes despite assurances from the Syrian government that the army will stop all operations today. BHP is to close its Norwich Park coal mine near Dysart in central Queensland. It says last year's floods, lower coal prices and profit falls have taken their toll. The mining union says the decision's a heavy blow for the 1,500 workers. Brisbane police say they weren't chasing a 13-year-old driver who died when she crashed her carer's car into a tree. The Police Ethical Standards Command is investigating the incident, which happened in Ipswich last night. Police say two officers spotted the stolen sedan but decided not to pursue it. Shortly later, the car crashed into a tree, killing the teenager instantly.